For those of you who don't attend the English congregation, let me invite you to come and visit us sometime.
没有来过我们教会聚会的人，我曾经邀请你们来我们教会，继续来我们教会。
One thing is for sure, the music is good.
有一件很肯定的就是我们教会的音乐是非常的棒。
We're working on the preaching.
但是讲道我们继续在改进。
Yes. I got to watch what you see. We want to just thank you, each and every one of you for coming today.
欢迎每一位今天来到我们当中。
What a beautiful fall day to come and worship our Savior and Lord.
这个多么美丽的秋天，我们今天能够来到神殿里面来敬拜我们上帝。
This morning we're going to talk about loving God and loving each other.
今天我们要讲的是爱神和彼此相爱。
We're here to celebrate God's salvation in the lives of those being baptized and those who are becoming part of our church body.
为那些经教受洗的弟兄和那些成为教会一份子的弟兄姊妹，我们今天来谢谢神对他们的救恩。
We as the members of the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church are obligated to show these new Christians how to love God and how to love each other.
已经是教会会员的一份子的话，我们有这个责任来告诉彰显他们什么是在新基督徒什么是神的爱，还有我们怎么样彼此的相爱。
And this is also the season of Thanksgiving.
这个时候也是一个感恩的季节。
Let me read in part a list of several housewives, a list that they complained about, they compiled about Thanksgiving.
那有关感恩节的时候，我将各位念一段，有几个家庭主妇他们写下来一些值得感恩的事情。
They wrote that they are very thankful.
他们非常的感恩，谢谢。
They're very thankful for automatic dishwashers because it made it possible to get out of the kitchen before the rest of the family came in for the after dinner snacks.
有个家庭写到说，我们谢谢有这个发明的这个自动的洗碗机，让我们家庭在吃完晚饭之后可以出去，再回来吃宵夜之前，这碗都洗好了。
They're very thankful for their husbands who would attack those small jobs around the house.Because they usually develop into very big jobs enough to call in the professionals.
那些太太是主妇们，谢谢他们先生能够在家里处理修好一些小小事情，不然会有些会把它认为是很大事，要请这个外面的工人来修。
They're very thankful for the children who would put away their things and clean up after themselves.
那有些是感谢说他我们的孩子会在把玩完玩具和玩具的收起来，把床子弄干净。
They were such a joy to have around the house.However, it was a shame for them to go back to their own parents.
是在教会里面的，所以他们就很不舍得在可爱的小孩子回到家里面，或者父母那边不知道会怎么样。
They were thankful for the teenagers because it gave the parents an opportunity to learn a second language.
Amen. 那有一些有十几岁的孩子的，这妈妈也很感谢他们，因为这些孩子教导他们一些十几岁孩子的新的他们的术语。
Like you know what I'm saying?
你知道我说什么吗
？It's hard to put that in Chinese in the
wrong
ways.
Chinese are the same thing.
And also for smoke alarms because they would let you know when the turkey was ready.
也谢谢家里面的那个烟雾侦测器，因为它会告诉你，你火鸡什么时候已经烤好了。
We have a lot to be thankful for this time of the year.
在每年这个时候，我们真的有很多事情我们需要会。
I'm very thankful.For my salvation this morning.
我今天早上我特别我自己的救恩我来感谢。
I'm thankful for our church family.
我也谢谢我们有这么一个教会的大家庭。
I'm thankful for the health that we all have.
也谢谢给我们有健康的身体。
And we can spend time with the family, with those we love at Thanksgiving.
也是在这感恩的节的时候我们有时间有跟我们所爱的家人能够聚集在一起。
Our forefathers, those who...began this country had a boundless faith in God.
在我们建立美国的这个国家的先祖里面，他们有句话，他们对神有无比的信心。
That almost sounds strange today when there's a time of powerful foes are at work in our nation to strip us from every reminder that the very foundation of our country was built upon the conviction that we are one nation under God.
可是这个说法在今天似乎变得很陌生，因为有一种无形的力量正在这国家，在我们的国家里面酝酿，让我们不再记得我们的国家原本是建立在一国一神这个信念之下。
George Washington, our first president, wrote this.
乔治华盛顿，我们的第一个总统这样写下来说
By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God.
本着美利坚合众国的总统，我宣告，这是全国的责任来记得认知我们全能的上帝的保佑，我们要服从他旨意，要感谢他的供应。
To obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and to humbly implore his protection and his favor.
也更要虚心地来恳求他的保护和爱护。
And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer.
参议院和众议院的联合会议要求我向全美国人民公布一个全国感恩和祷告的日子。
To be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God.
用我们的良知和我们的感恩的心来遵守这个日子，感谢全能的上帝对我们的厚爱。
Now I recommend and do assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted to the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the benefit author of all good that was, that is, and that will be.
所以我现在也很郑重地宣布并指定下个月11月26号把这日分别出来为全我国人民对这个过去现在未来荣耀慈善的上帝的一个感谢的日子。
So read the first presidential Thanksgiving proclamation.
这是我刚读的美国第一个 总统的宣布第一个感恩节的宣告。
This morning we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 12 through 18.
今天我要各位分享经文是记录在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第五章第十二节到第十八节。
If you brought a Bible, you may certainly turn to it.
可以把你圣经打开到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章
第十二到十八节。How can we love God and live in peace with one another?
这个题目是说我们怎么样来爱我们上帝，跟我们彼此。在我们当中有 和睦。
And this morning I'm talking about loving God and having peace with one another here at the church.
今天我要讲的 是有关于爱上帝以及在教会我们当中怎么样有和睦。
Now when it comes to having peace and love in our homes, all of us could possibly use a few personal counseling sessions about love in our home.
在我们个人家庭里面当中如果需要的时候我们会寻找一些个人的辅导。来帮助我们。
I heard a story about a man who once told his wife that he never wanted to live in a vegetative state dependent upon a machine.
我有听到故事，一个先生跟太太说，当我变成植物人状态的时候，请你把那些插头都拉掉，我不要再活下去。
He said, if I ever get in that state, I want you to pull the plug.
在那个情况发生的时候，我请你把这插头拔掉。
So she walked over.Television and to the computer, and she pulled the plugs.
所以这个太太在跑去把这个她的电视机跟她的电脑的插头拔掉。
Good one, man. Thank you, brother. First of all, let's look at leadership in the church.
首先，我们看看教会的领导。
Now we ask you, brothers, verses 12 and 13, to respect those who work hard among you.Who are over you in the Lord, who admonish you, hold them in highest regard in love because of their work.
在五章十二节的十三节里面，圣经这样说到：弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。又因他们所做工，我用爱心格外尊重他们。
First of all, it says here that we are to respect those in leadership.
我们这里讲到是我们要。格外要敬重我们教会的领导。
The idea here is to appreciate those who lead you in God.
就是要感谢他们在神里面怎么样带领你们。
And secondly, we're to hold them in highest regard.
我们要格外来敬重他们。
Those who deserve that kind of recognition.
而是那些值得大家所敬重的。
Now there are four main bones in every organization.
在每一个机关团体组织里面有四种骨头。
First, there are the wishbones.
第一种是叫做插骨的 wishbone.
Wishing somebody would do something about the problem.
他总是希望一些人来做一些事情解决的这个问题。
Then there are the jawbones.
第二个是这个下颚骨。
All they do is talk, and that's all they do.
他这种人他所做的事情只是在那边叽叽呱呱的讲话。
Then there are the knuckle bones.
第三个是这个手指头骨头。
Those who knock and complain about everything.
这种人常常就是挑毛病来抱怨每样事情。
And then there's the backbones.
最后是叫脊椎骨。
Those who carry the bulk of the load and do most of the work.
这种人他是负担所有的工作跟执行所有的工作。
Now all of us fall into one or two of those categories.
我们每个人都可能是其中的一个。
All right, now here are three reasons why those in leadership deserve respect.
为什么三个原因教会的领导值得你们的尊敬？
First of all, they work hard among you.
首先 他们在你们中间劳苦的工作。
These leaders serve the Lord and are prompted to do so because of their love for Christ and for this church.
因为他们爱神也爱这个教会，所以他这些领导他们出来在 来服侍这个教会神。
And the leaders in the church do not do the work because they're appointed as leaders.
这教会领导不需要做一些工作 来建立他的 领导，因为他们被选出来就是作为大家的领导。
You see, they're recognized as leaders because they're doing the work of the Lord.
因为他们在神做神的工作，你就知道他们是你的领导。
Then these leaders are also over you and the Lord as they minister to you.
在接下来经文讲到，在主里面治理你们。
This is a ministry of leadership, protection, and caring for the brothers and sisters in this church.
这是一个事工，是有关于领导、关于保护、有关关怀教会弟兄姊妹的事工。
And this ministry would look like a loving father who's leading and providing for his family.
就像一个慈爱的父亲在家里面供给爱关怀着家庭，供给着家庭的需要。
And thirdly, these leaders admonish you.
第三类就是这个第三种工作，这个领导在劝诫你们。
This is a ministry of instructing in the word of truth.
这个是一个指导的事工
，challenging people to grow in their maturity in the truth of God's word.
依照神的话语来提醒真道，在真道中得以成熟。
And confronting or challenging people sometimes with the truth of God.
也用真道来指正弟兄姊妹。
And this may be the most difficult task.Of the leadership.
这是在教会里的领导层里面一个最困难的工作。
However, it is necessary in the family of God.
但是在神的家庭里面，这个常常是有需要的。
You know how difficult it is sometimes telling your teenager no.
你知道吗？会有时候经验，家里面有十几岁孩子，你非常困难地告诉他，不允许他做一些事情。
And that's the way it is sometimes when you have to admonish a brother or sister in Christ.
在同样的在基督里面，劝诫弟兄姊妹也相当的困难。
Then secondly, fellowship.
第二点是有关团契。
How can we have fellowship, good fellowship with each other?
我们怎么样跟彼此之间有一个很好的团契互动？
We'll read verses, part of verse 13 and 14 and 15.
我们来读读经节第13节一部分，还有14节跟第15节。
Live in peace with one another, and we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and everyone else.
你们也要彼此和睦，我们就劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，要常追求良善。
First of all, if we're going to get along and have fellowship, we're going to have to live in peace with one another.
首先，我们彼此之间能要必须和睦，我们才能够有很好的团契。
In a church family, like most families, there will be misunderstandings, there will be hurt feelings, and there will be divisions.
教会的家庭跟一般的家庭一样。常常会有误解，会有伤痛，会有分裂分歧。
The trouble is we often place a higher value on superficial harmony than we do on genuine peace.
真的有时候我们常常只是注意到表面的和睦，而没有注意到里面真正的和解。
We're often very nice to each other and we could coexist, a word that I absolutely hate, without real biblical relationship.
这个情况之下，就是没有圣经的教导之下，我们大家在表面上很和睦。
Sometimes it's
necessary. 我们可以共存。
I'm sorry. Sometimes it's necessary or needed to address wounds that are untreated.
有时候我们需要来处理一些伤痕。
Sometimes it's important to address heals that are unhealed.
或者医治这个伤痕。
And then misunderstandings that eventually rise to mistrust and dysfunction in a family.
像误解或者家庭教会家庭里面造成不信任。
Only when we do these things can we have real biblical peace and with one another and see God's church worship and grow the way God intended it for it to do.
只有这样子我们在教会里面才有真正的和睦和解，教会才能真正的向前发展来做神的工作。
We are to warn those who are idle.
我们要警戒那些不守规矩的人。
There are those in the church who have undisciplined lives.
在教会里面总有一些没有一个受教生命的人。
We need to encourage them to change their behavior and begin to walk with God in a biblical.
我们要鼓励他们改变他们行为，重新回到圣经的道路上。
We need to encourage the timid.
我们要勉励灰心的人。
There are those in the church that are what are called feeble-minded.
在我们教会当中，总是会有一些人，他的心智很脆弱。
They're easily discouraged and easily depressed.
他们很容易受到挫折，也很容易受到沮丧。
We need to actively console them, encourage them in their walk with Christ.
我们要很主动地来辅导他们，来鼓励他们，让他们重新回到基督的路上。
Then we need to help the weak.
我们也需要辅助软弱的人。
We're speaking here about those who are weak or immature.
我们讲这些是比较软弱而且不成熟的人。
Those who have economic or social needs.
或许他们在社交方面、社会方面或者经济方面，他们有很大的需要。
We're not to criticize them or dismiss their concerns.
我们在这边不是在批评他们，或者是不注重他们的所顾虑的事情。
We're to actively teach and to spiritually strengthen them in their faith.
我们应该主动的来教导他们，来在灵里面来坚强他们。
And then we're to be patient with everyone.
我们需要彼此的忍耐。
Patient with everyone.
对每一个人都要忍耐，每一个人。
Especially that person that just rubs you the wrong way.
尤其那些人对你不是很对你很处理很醉的。
You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
你大概知道我讲的是哪些人吧。
I hope you're not looking at him right now.
我希望你不要看着我。
But see, patience is the fruit of the Spirit.
因为忍耐是圣灵所结的果子。
We can't be patient with everyone in our own strength.
靠我们这力量，我们没有办法对每一个人都有耐心。
The Holy Spirit of God who is within us has to help us to love people and be patient with them the way we are.
内住我们心里的圣灵需要帮助我们，让我们能够这样做得到。
So we see here that patience refuses to give in to bitterness. It refuses to strike back in revenge.
因为圣经教导我们，我们不要有苦读，也不要有什么报复的行为。
Patience also means a willingness to stay in there, hang in there, live in the situation that you're in full belief that God is behind the scenes and God is going to work out the situation to bring about His perfect will in your life.
而是经过圣灵帮助，让我们愿意来去接受现实，而坚信上帝掌管一切，而会在我们生命当中彰显他的一切的旨意。
Then we need to express kindness when somebody does you wrong.
尤其对那些错待我们的人，我们需要对他有恩慈。
It's wonderful, brothers and sisters, that you're committing yourself to the Lord to be baptized today.
今天我们弟兄姊妹要接受洗礼。
I got news for you. Somebody's going to treat you very bad.
我要有消息告诉你，之后可能有人对你并不会很好。
And you say, well, I used to say, you know, that if eventually you're going to get your own.
最后你总是要自己来处理。
You know, it used to be that if whatever's going to happen, you know, that do unto others, you know, kind of before they do unto you.
在我们的文化里面教导我们，在别人还没有对你采取行动之前，你先去采取行动对付他。
And Paul tells us, our lives are going to have to be totally reversed from what they used to be.
但是保罗告诉我们是刚刚好相反的。
This is where the potter's hand begins to work in your life.
这就是这个 朝向的手开始在你身里面做工的第一步。
Eventually, you'll feel the pressure from his fingers beginning to change you and mold.
那他的，你会感觉他手对你身，在你身上做工的力量来改造，来塑造你们。
And you'll begin to see that you'll begin to ask the Lord, why did you bring this person into my life?
也常为神祷告，为什么你在我生命里面呢？当中放了这么一个人在这边。
This person is very, very much like coarse sandpaper.
他这样，这个人。
Coarse sandpaper.
这个人就像一个沙子一样在摩擦我。
You know, they kind of rub you the wrong way.
他们对我不好。
They rub you the wrong way.
对我不好，我会痛。
Nothing personal. I never know what he's saying. That's the thing.
It's pain.
Okay. I understand that, believe me. Not a problem.So, God wants to work in your life, and He tells you that even if somebody does you wrong, you're not supposed to do them wrong in return.
圣经神告诉我们，即使人家错待你，你不应该用更不对的方法来对回他。
We're to love the way Jesus Christ loved.
我们要爱像神怎么爱我们一样。
And then we're supposed to also have fellowship with God.
我们也应该与神有好的团契。
Now these things are very difficult.
这些事情非常的困难。
Be joyful always.
要常常喜乐。
Don't you hate people that smile all the time?
你是不是恨那些人常常脸上带有喜乐笑容的人呢？
You see them, they're so happy all the time. What is wrong with you?
你这样一天到晚那么快乐，到底你怎么哪里不对了？
And then he says to pray continuously.
接着圣经上说要不住的祷告。
To give thanks in all circumstances.
在所有情况之下，我们都要感恩感谢。
For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里面，这是神对你的旨意。
These things we cannot do ourselves.
这事情真的我们自己是靠我们自己是没有办法做得到的。
Fellowship with God after salvation results in a personal knowledge of Him.
在接受救恩之后，跟团契让我们在个人的水平上能够更认识他。
A minister, E.D. Martin, illustrates this.
一位作者叫 E.D. Martin， 他是这样写下来。
To receive the gospel is to come to know God.
接受了救恩就是开始要来认识神。
To come to know God is to do His will.
但是神以后就开始要做执行他的旨意。
Then to do His will is to come to God, come to know God more and more.
当你做执行旨意之后，你就会一步一步越认识这位神。
Our knowledge and fellowship with God should be a result in more and more just more than just knowing good from evil, but actually doing what is good and right.
我们认识神，跟神的团契，不只是让我们知道什么是对，什么是错，而是要我们行善。
See, when we spend time with God, it ought to transform our relationship with God as well as with other people.
我们当认识神之后，我们就会开始在转变我们跟神的关系，我们转变跟开始跟人的关系。
My question for you today, some of you, do you know God personally?
那问你一个个人的问题，你认识神吗？
Today, the Spirit of God might be speaking to you, to your heart this morning.
今天神的灵可能在对你在心里面跟你讲话。
Let me ask you today to seek God and ask Him to come into your life and make Him your Lord and Savior this morning.
就像要呼求，求神进到你心里面来，让他你能够更认识他。
A relationship with God is the greatest thing you can ever experience in life.
我们跟神的关系，这是在一生当中最需要经验到的。
As Stephanie said, that's why we're here today, to worship and give glory and honor to our Savior who loved us and gave Himself for us.
就 Stephanie 刚刚讲的说，我们今天这边目的就是要敬拜，来把荣耀归给神，因为他把他生命给了我们。
First of all, God's will for you. Now, I'm going to tell you what God's will is for you this morning.
到底神对你的旨意是什么？
Many times young people have come to me and say, Pastor, what is God's will for me?
很多年轻人来问我一个问题，说神到底在我身上旨意是什么？
Usually they're asking me about a particular boy or girl in their life.
他们实际上才问的问题是说，谁是我的男朋友，或者说女朋友。
But I can tell you, Because of what the Word of God says today, God's will for you is to rejoice always.
但我告诉你，神的话告诉我们，我们要常常的喜乐。
Roland Allen tells about a veteran missionary who came up to him one day after he had delivered a sermon.
Roland Allen 有一天有一位海外宣教士来找他。
The missionary introduced himself and said, "I was a medical missionary for many years in India."
这位宣教士跟他讲说，介绍他自己，跟他说，我是在印度做医疗宣教已经有好多年了。
And I served in an area where there was progressive blindness.
在我服侍那个地区里面，一种病让人慢慢的会失明。
People were born with a healthy vision, but there was something in the area that caused them to lose their vision as they grew older.
他们生下来的时候，他们视力都很正常，但是在成长过程当中，慢慢他们的视力就减退了。
But this missionary had developed a treatment that would stop this progressive blindness.
结果这位宣教士就发现这个情况，发明了一种治疗的方法。
So people came to him and he would perform this treatment.
所以人家找他的时候，他给他们治疗他们。
And they would leave recognizing that if they would have become completely they came to him and he performed this treatment and they would leave realizing that if they had become completely blind, it was because of him that their sight was saved.
这些人知道，如果不是来给这位宣教士治疗他们眼睛，他们总有一天会完全的失明。
And he said that they never said thank you because that was not in their dialect.
这个宣教士告诉他，这个牧师说，他们从来不说谢谢你，这谢谢你这个字在他们的文化里面是没有的。
Instead, they spoke a word.In their dialect, that meant "I will tell your name."
但是他们所说的话就是说，我会向别人告诉别人你的名字。
Wherever they went, they would tell of the name of the missionary who had cured their blindness.
不论他们去了哪里，他们都会向那些人告诉这个宣教士名字，因为他医治了他眼睛。
They had received something wonderful, and they were eagerly.Able to tell about it.
因为他们从宣教士里面得到这样的好的治疗，他们很急迫、很急切去把这个事情告诉其他的人。
We should be willing to tell everyone about this wonderful God who has saved us from spiritual blindness and has given us the light of life.
我们也同样的，我们有着心智，把这位神他医治我们属灵的失明，给了我们的生命，把这个事情告诉所有的人。
This God that we serve is someone that we can rejoice in.Always.
这位我们所服侍上帝可以让我们总是常常的喜乐。
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Good.
同意吗？
Then we're to pray continually.
我们接下来我们要 不住的祷告。
We are to pray continually. We are to persevere in prayer.
不住祷告就是要坚持的去在祷告。
We as believers are convinced that Romans 8:28 is true, that all things work together for good to those that love God.
在罗马书八章二十八节里面讲得很清楚，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫神的人得益处。
We are not to be shaken or surprised by the things that go on in the world around us.
这样子的话，不管在我们周围的世界发生什么事情，我们不会被动摇，我们也不会被惊吓到。
We know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is working His divine purposes.In our lives.
有人知道我们在心里面我们没有疑惑，我们知道神在这个世界上有他神圣事工的目的。
Believing this helps us to appreciate his purposes and to see each circumstance in our lives and gives us the ability to face it.
想到这些事情，也帮助我们来从每一件事情上能够看到他的旨意。
Then we're to give thanks in all circumstances.
这样我们就可以在任何情况之下凡事谢恩。
Here, this is a command. Paul commands us to be thankful.
这是个命令，是保罗给命令，我们要感恩。
Apparently, we have the ability to control whether we're thankful or not.
因为这原因很明显，因为我们常常自己选择什么事情要感谢，什么事情我不要感谢。
Saying being thankful is something that you decide to do.
就是说你自己决定什么事情去感谢，什么事情不去感谢。
One author says gratitude in the deepest sense means to live life as a gift to be received gratefully.
有位作者写到说，感谢一个最深层的意思就是说，我们要为我们有生命上感谢，我们用感谢接受我们这个生命是一个礼物。
But gratitude, as the gospel speaks about it, embraces all of life.
但在福音里面所提到的这个感谢，是包括提到生命的所有一切。
God tells us that we're to be thankful for the good as well as the bad things that happen in our life.
不管在我们心灵里面，我们发生什么好的事情，什么不好的事情。
We're to be thankful for the joyful things as well as the painful things that come into our lives.
我们要感谢我们生命当中说，现在让我们觉得很喜乐的事情，让我们觉得很痛苦的事情。
Thankful for the holy as well as the not so holy.
也感谢那些神圣的事情，或一些事情不是那么的神圣圣洁。
Paul doesn't say to be thankful for all things. He says to be thankful in all things.
保罗讲的不是感谢所有事情，而是为万事要感谢。
We trust our God and we serve the living and sovereign God.
因为我们相信我们的神，我们相信我们这个全能的神。
I don't know about you, but some of my most intimate moments with God have been times when I have been hurt the most.
我不知道你是怎么样。我自己在我受到最大伤害的时候，那个时刻是跟神最接近的时刻。
Times when I have gone through the most difficult troubles.
或者我遇到很大困难的时候。
There have been times when you and I have cried from the bottom of our hearts that things were going wrong in our lives, and we find out that God is there.
内心里面在深深的哭泣的时候，在那个时候，但我知道他总是在那里，他的信实，他的保守，他的承诺，总永远没有离开我。
We serve a God who is always faithful.
我们所服侍上帝是一个信实可靠的上帝。
A God who will never leave us nor forsake us.
这个上帝从来不离弃我们，从来不抛弃我们。
Let's commit ourselves as a church today, as a church family today, to love God and to love each other.
今天我们整个我们大家是一个教会，大会大家庭来委身，我们来爱我们的上帝，我们要彼此相爱。
And if we do that, God will bless our church and He will bond our family together as the body of Christ.
要这样做的话，将会祝福这个教会，会保护这个教会。
Let me close with this poem.
让我用一首诗来结束今天的正道。
I will lift my heart to thee, O God, in gratitude and praise.
在感谢赞美之中，我的心仰望你。
For all the blessings of the past and for those of future days.
因为在过去，在未来，你都在祝福我。
I thank thee for faithful friends, for sunshine and for rain.
也感谢你成为我一个忠心的朋友，我更感谢你是阳光跟雨水。
And every blessing, hit or seen, though some may come with pain.
我也感谢你给我一些看见的或者不可看见的祝福，其中或许会让我觉得疼痛。
Oh God, accept my thanks to thee each time I come to pray.
哦神啊，求你接受我每次的祷告和对你的感谢。
And grant that each day I live,will be a Thanksgiving day.
也让我生活的每一天都让我知道成为一个感恩的日子。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we're so thankful.
神啊，我们非常的谢谢你。
Thankful for your love for us.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
God, we pray, Lord, if there's someone here today in our service who doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior.
主，谢谢你在我们当中带了一些人，或许他们还不认识你。
Help them to see, Lord, that you came into this earth to give your life so that they could have life eternal.
让他们知道你来过的世界上要把这永恒的生命赐给他们。
And Jesus said, Lord, you'll know that they're Christians by their love one for another.
主耶稣说过，你知道他们是基督徒，从他们爱当中你知道他们是基督徒。
May our church gain the reputation in this community that we love each other.
让我们的教会在我们的社区里面能够得到这样的一个名声，就是我们彼此相爱。
And in doing so, He will bless and build our church.
我们这样做的话，他会祝福我们教会，来建造我们的教会。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
弟兄姐妹要转会。 Today is a happy day because we have 15 brothers and sisters who will have baptism. We also have 3 brothers and sisters who have a membership transfer.
我们把荣耀归给神。
We give glory to God.
我们也感谢神来拣选他们，像当初他拣选我们一样。
We also thank God that God picked them just like God picked us in the just before.
我们明年教会的施工的重点和我们的主题福音是传福音。
The theme of our next year's our next year's church vision is to spread gospel.
所以希望我们每个人都成为神的器皿，来把福音的工作在安城这个地方我们好好的做好。
Hope every one of us will become the channel to spread this gospel in God's body.
我们不再是仅仅在教会开会说这样做好那样做不好，就像我们一起大家都走出去为我们的福音施工，把我们自己献出来。
We not only just meet in the church and say we do this and do that, we will go out and spread the gospel and spread the love of God to the whole world.
所以愿神祝福我们，愿神使用我们。
May God bless us, may God use us.
所以下面我们有两位弟兄姐妹啊，会啊，可以做一个简短的分享。
Next, we have 2 brothers and sisters who will give us a testimony.
是看看神在他们当中，在他们的生命当中的做工啊，我们请赵英福弟兄做翻译。
To share with us the God's working in their lives. Next, Brother Paul will translate for their testimonies.
Hello, I'm from 甲中宇, 来自北京, 今年是第一年, 这是我